This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Our summer fishing, as early as it is still very good, and anglers are enjoying some very good success at many of our local lakes. And we also have to think a bit about hunting. Hi, I'm Kurt Hicken, and welcome to this week's edition of the WSMI Outdoors program. Well, as we mentioned, hunting season's is quickly approaching, and we do have some news about some of this coming up. In fact, Illinois hunters are celebrating the approach of several popular statewide hunting seasons. The anticipated opener for the Illinois squirrel season is August 1st and continues through mid-February. The squirrel hunting season's closed during both segments of the firearm deer hunt. In addition, the annual dove season is expected to kick off on September 1st statewide, and the likely bag limit will again be 15 birds daily. Archery hunting seasons for deer and turkey open October 1st, and hunting seasons for both species are a half hour before sunrise until a half hour after sunset. For additional information, you can contact your local Department of Natural Resources office, and they'll give you more details. And like we said, these hunting seasons are coming up quickly, so we just need to stay on top of things. And if you are a firearm or muzzleloader deer hunter, you can check your permit status very soon here. In fact, resident firearm and muzzleloader deer permits applying for 2016 season permits in the first lottery drawing should now be able to check the status of their permit online through the DNR's website, and that's at www.dnr.illinois.gov. The deadline to apply for the second lottery for firearm and muzzleloader only season permits was June 30th for residents and non-residents. The third lottery deadline date is August 19th, and that one is coming up. For more information, check the hunting link on the homepage of the DNR website, and that again is www.dnr.illinois.gov. And if you're a dove and turkey hunter, unsuccessful applicants, non-residents, and anyone that has not applied for or received a dove hunting permit may now apply on the DNR website, which again is www.dnr.illinois.gov. And that's from a date for the remaining open areas and dates. The opportunity ends July 21st. Now, after the initial resident-only application period that ended July 4th, applications from non-residents and any Illinois residents who have not already applied for a permit can apply for a wild turkey fall shotgun permit through August 22nd. Residents will be given a preference for permits allocated in the second lottery drawing, and random daily drawings for fall wild turkey permits begin in September. Anyone who does not have a permit or has been issued one permit may participate in the random daily drawing. So summer fishing trends are really beginning to heat up in our Big Three Corps of Engineer reservoirs, as well as our local lakes. We checked in with Lake Shelbyville guide Steve Welch, and he says the water temperatures there have fallen a bit. They were running around 87 to 79 degrees, but the lake remains very clear, and though they've had a lot of rain, it stayed mostly south of Lake Shelbyville. They're still doing about the same thing as they were doing last week. White bass are busting bait fish all over the lake early in the morning and all day on overcast days. You might pick the areas with tons of bait in calm water and wait. They will show up and bust bait for about 5 minutes. Then the bait drifts a little bit, and then they'll do it again. The north end is probably the best because it holds the majority of the whites. They're using Candy Striper, which is a tail spinner type jig, to run through the schools as fast as you can reel them. Plus, they're popping them off the bottom in the points and working them on the ledges. Now, the crappie are bunched up on big brush and out on the ledges on stumps. They've been using a slip bobber rig and drifting over the tops of these piles and stumps. The bait is high in the water column, so the crappie are on the top of the structure. They've not really had to fish down any deeper than 10 to 12 feet on the top of the structure, and working the jigs over the top is equally effective. They're using a 3/32 ounce jig and swimming them over the top with a tube on it. They're catching a lot of crappie, but this year they do need to sort through them to get to the bigger fish. They move often and then believe there's nothing left but 9.5-inch fish. Plenty of action, and they're getting close to 3 to 4 limits per day per person. So they're getting a lot of fish, but it's taken that many to sort through and getting a decent limit of fish. Anglers are still getting some walleye, but they're mostly 13-inch fish right now. And now at Lake Carlisle, Not much has changed. This is about the same report we've had for several weeks now. And the crappie have slowed. They've just not moved into the deeper brush piles, so they're not getting many of this summer crappie action as of yet. However, the catfish action has been very good. I mean, superb. They're catching a lot of catfish and some very nice ones. All types of live and commercial catfish baits working here. And some of the more commercial baits are working very good during the late morning hours. And the white bass are only fair at this time. These fish are not concentrated anywhere yet. They're still scattered throughout the lake, and anglers are trolling to catch what fish they're catching, and they're catching a few here and a few there. There's just no major concentrations of them as of yet. Now at Wren Lake in the state's southern reaches, this is another lake where fishing has not changed all that much. Largemouth bass remain rated good. Plastic worms, black and blue jigs, minnows, and spinnerbaits yielding fish. Crappie remain excellent. Jigs are working very well. Quarter-ounce pink and white tube jigs, small and medium minnows, and mealworms all catching fish. They're fishing the main lake drop-off areas. Try the Gun Creek area. From shore, fish near the structures. The hot spots recently for crappie have been Jackie Branch, the Sandusky areas, Sailboat Harbor, Markham Cove, and Ina Boat Ramp. The bluegill are rated good. Crickets, worms, waxworms, mealworms, small jigs yielding fish in the backs of the necks. And the channel catfish, another excellent catch. Lots of these fish taking all types of live and commercial catfish baits. Try the Waltonville Dam, the Turnip Patch area, the Jackie Branch, the North Sandusky Day Use area, all yielding good catches. And you could set your line 3 to 4 feet deep and fish over the rocks, or try leeches in moving water and drift fish to flats by all means. That's probably the most productive way. And the white bass still only fair. Jig and curly tail grubs and inline spinners yielding fish in the shallow bays near brushy cover and bushes. So as you can see, we do have plenty of good fishing as well as plenty of outstanding opportunities coming up in the near future. And that pretty well wraps things up for this week. Be sure to join us next week at the same time. And until then, we wish you all safe hunting and good fishing. I'm Kurt Hicken.